Brother priests, brother deacons, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Holy Week in the Orthodox Church is earth and heaven shattering. We know that the first part of Holy Week began probably after the Roman Emperor destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. Total destruction. And the new Christians remembered the words of the Lord when he said, before he returns, there will be terrible destruction all over the earth. Of course, they were mistaken, but the fact is that they were waiting for him to return because the destruction had already taken place in and around the Holy Land. He had not returned, as we know, but that service from 70 AD to today has been continuous, uninterrupted for almost 2,000 years. Because when the services begin on the first three nights of Great Lent, or I should say Holy Week, and we sing about the bridegroom returning, we expect him to return at the end of the Jewish Passover, which is on Saturday. Incidentally, the words of the week are also mentioned in the Greek language even today, because we know that the first Christians were Jewish and they spoke Greek, but many Greeks also converted to Christianity when the apostles went to the known world. And so we see here that the Lord did not come each and every time we held those beautiful services. But what did the church do in order to get the people ready in case the Lord returned on that particular Holy Week? For almost over 1,000 years, we can say. On Holy Wednesday, the church inserted the sacrament of holy unction, holy healing, wanting the people to be ready to receive the Lord on the great Sabbath if he were to come on that particular year. And after that, from Thursday to today, we relive the final days of our Lord on earth. But the spectacular thing about this day, Holy Saturday, which is or was the most important day of the 8 days of the Jewish Passover each and every year, the Sabbath was considered the eighth day, the completed day of the 8 day period. This is why the first Christians in the Greek speaking world, Sunday was called Proti, first, and they renamed it Kyriaki, the day of the Lord. The other days retained their numbers, Deftera, Triti, Tetarti, Pemti. And we go to Friday, Paraskevi, the Jewish word for preparation. And of course, today, Sabbath, Sabato. But the spectacular thing about everything that's in the Holy Bible, everything, is that today, which we call the first resurrection, is the fact that Jesus, rising from the dead, perfected his creation. What do I mean by that? By entering into Hades and destroying death, by his death, he perfected creation because he gave eternal life to humanity, the body as well as the soul. This is why we don't fear death, because it's only a temporary condition. The church says that I don't, that the Saturday before Pascha Sunday is the day when God rested from his creation because he corrected the mistake of Adam and Eve, which we all inherited, the fallen nature, because we weren't supposed to grow old and die or leave planet Earth in another way. That's gone. And so we glorify the name of our Lord. This is why the children sang those beautiful hymns of glorifying God, because on Holy Saturday, he perfected his creation, and we celebrate the first resurrection of those millions upon millions of souls in Hades, which does not exist anymore. All we have to do for a little piece of evidence is read the first epistle of St. Peter. He said that John the Baptist went into Hades before Christ in order to announce the good message, the saving message, the beautiful message, the eternal message, that the Savior of the world was entering into Hades in order to destroy it and release all those human souls. That is why in Orthodox Christianity, we don't lament without hope when a departed dear one leaves, because we know that we will see one another again. So this is the day the Lord has made and completed his creation, and now he is resting. He is not looking forward to make any other corrections in anything that he has created. Because when humanity receives its eternal life, body and soul, all of creation will also be corrected. All life, a new heaven and a new earth, we read in Holy Scripture. That's the joy of this day. This is the joy that tells us whatever God has established will remain perfect and forever. May that teaching, that true historic fact, change our ways if we have negative thoughts and temperaments for one reason or another. Because there's no reason whatsoever for members of the body of Christ, his church, there's no reason why they should lament without ending that lamentation, because it does not belong in the perfect world that he established when he came here almost 2,000 years ago and completed his creation by giving eternal life to our bodies as well as to our souls. Amen.